Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, it's Thursday, the 19th, okay, I remember what day it was, okay, that's like a home one for me right now, because sometimes I just don't know what day it is, because sometimes I just don't look at my phone, and tonight, or today, or this afternoon, I'm so confused. We have Robin Griggs from One Life to Live, Another Word, and also, she's been on so many other shows, so I am going to bring her on now. So, here she is, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Robin. Oh, my God. This is the first time I've interviewed you. So, and David is, like, on cloud nine, and then you said yes. So, yeah, he's really happy. He's very happy. So, making David happy with this COVID-19 stuff, is a very good thing. Even though Florida isn't shut down like I am in Seattle. I mean, they just kind of closed us down again.
Yeah, everywhere it's crazy. It's just crazy everywhere, and it's a shame, but we just have to do what we have to do. But some of the precautions I question, but if it's going to keep us healthy, then there you have it.
Well, yeah, and it's crazy because, you know, you just never really know about, you know, what's going to happen. And so now they are saying that they just shut California down too, and I'm like, okay, what's next? Who's going to be next? And they just said that they don't want anyone who you don't live with going to Thanksgiving. And I'm like, okay, this is going to be the best holiday season yet. I'm just joking right now. It's kind of frustrating.
It is, yes.
Yeah, it's kind of frustrating, you know, because when you've been in this since February 28th, like Seattle has been, it's very taxing. And, you know, the only light in our life right now that we've been doing the show since COVID-19 hit more because everyone's free. This was our time to, like, kind of hit. Yeah, this was the time it hit, and we totally hit it. And, you know, I love you on Another Word, except what made me mad was I live in Seattle, so Seattle for 5 years took Another Word off here, and I don't still to this day, I'm mad at them. But since my grandparents lived in Oregon, I made my grandfather tape every day, and then he just sent it after the week was over. So, yeah, that was good. And you were so good on Another Word. I almost said Other Word, but Another Word, yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
The show was
kind of strange when I started because they were switching around what time it was on. Sometimes it was on before Days of Our Lives, then it was on after. And then they were taking it off. And when I actually joined the show, it was a situation where they were going to take it off the air completely. And that didn't happen when I was on it. But, I mean, it was constantly something going on with the network with NBC switching the placement of it. So I am so sorry it wasn't at Seattle for you.
Oh, no, it's, I mean, you know, making my grandfather record it, you know, kind of gave him something to do besides annoying my grandmother. So, you know, that kind of helped. And, you know, it's just another word was one of the best soaps there was. And I won't say why it ended. But, okay, fine, I will. I don't care anymore. I'm at the point where, you know, it was a killed by Brian Font. Okay, you guys, I don't care if I get tweets at the end of the show. I don't care. You know, that soap, you know, he, you know, ruined by taking it off the air. And when you have so many people from another world that has been so talented, like you and so many others, it just, for me, it did not make sense. It's still to this day, does not make sense.
It,
I mean,
you know,
as
it didn't
return,
make sense,
I mean,
to any of us.
Yeah, in other words, Santa Barbara, you know, Days of Our Life is the only mainstay on NBC right now. And it's the only soap on there. Well, you could say that for ABC, for, you know, General Hospital, too. It's just, you know, there's just two soaps on ABC and ABC and NBC, and then you have CBS having, you know, two soaps, so it just, you went from 14, and then you went down to 8.
Yes.
And then you went down to 6.
Yep.
And then you went down to 4. And I'm sorry, from a person that loves soaps more than anything, and I will blame O.J. Simpson on Paulie on the demise of soaps, because his trial, come on, people, you know, they did not have to put his trial on doing the soaps. And when you were on One Life to Live, you know, was you were, you know, before that, how was that? Because you were great on One Life to Live, too. And how was great?
You.
Because, was, in other words, was that based in New York or was that based in California?
Well, both the shows, what happened was I got the One Life to Live show with ABC, and I fulfilled my contract there, but then they brought me back. But then I agreed to do a Broadway show. So they kind of were taking my character out a little bit, and I was doing the Broadway show plus filming. But after I quit that show, I went out to L.A., and I wasn't going to really audition for anything, and I was asked to audition for Another World. And I auditioned for it, and then they wanted to screen test me, and then, you know, the rest is history. But I ended up right back in New York. So both shows were based out of New York. The one thing that was different was Another World was the Cosby Studios in Brooklyn. It wasn't right in New York City. So that was different. Yeah. Yes, people didn't realize that unless you actually went to the studio, that we were at the Cosby Studios, and we were, you know, in the middle of Brooklyn. But, you know, it was really a wonderful cast, and I cannot express how strong the acting ability of that cast was and is. A lot of them came from stage performing, and It just makes, I don't know. It was just a really tight family there. ABC as well was great to work on. I, of course, was very young when I started both of them. But it just was such a learning experience and everything. But, yeah, I never was able to do a soap in L.A. I ended up doing two in New York.
So do you keep in touch with anyone from Another Road or One Life?
You know what? I keep in touch with Christine Tucci, who played Amanda. You know, we've messaged a little bit. Amy Carlson I was in contact with. It's kind of weird because, you know, Diego, for instance, I've kept in contact with. But it's weird because we can go a long time without talking to each other, and we pick up right back to where we were because that's how tight knit of a group it was. I mean, we were at that studio every day. So they become your siblings and your family. And, you know, Christine, you know, for those of you that don't know, I am currently diagnosed with stage 4 and the cervical adeno, which is cancer. And
I am so sorry.
Thank you. And Christine Tucci has been messaging with me and keeping my spirits up and just being in contact. So that's really nice. One of the people that I miss dearly is Charles Keating. He was probably one of the closest people I was friends with. And breaks my heart that he's not with us, but, you know, he's watching me now.
Yeah, I mean, so many great of the soap people who passed on in years. I mean, there's a whole, like, long list. So with the breast cancer, if you don't mind talking about it, how did you find out? Because, I mean, sometimes it just, you know, sometimes you just, you know, you don't know. And, I mean, that's one thing that just freaks me out. So how did you find out?
How did I find out? You know, I have to tell everyone, and I kept it a secret for several weeks, but I just kind of thought I was invincible, and I didn't need to get checkups, and I didn't need to go to a pap smear, and I didn't need to do this. And, you know, I knew something was off. I knew something was wrong. I didn't feel myself. I didn't have energy. I constantly was sick. And so I went in, and the doctor was like, I don't even have, you know, I can't do anything right now but tell you that you have to go to a specialist. And my jaw dropped. I had no clue. And what ended up happening was I went to the hospital. I went to a specialist. And this was like 10 days later or whatever that they scheduled. And then, you know, the specialist said, you have a very large mass on your cervix. And it, I mean, they never really told me to the degree, but it was, I think they said it was like almost 11 centimeters. So it covered my cervix. But I ended up getting a CT scan. And when I went in for the CT scan, which was like a week later, they ended up admitting me into the hospital immediately because it turned out I had also masses on my stomach that were squeezing and pushing my organs. So,
oh, great.
I know, like one more thing, right? And so
yeah, exactly.
It was horrible to experience. I cannot express to everyone that they should never miss out on getting their checkups done. Also, if you have children, I recommend doing the vaccine for HPV, you know, just.
Yeah, that
though,
is so important.
Yes, it's really just important, you know, to keep up with your health. I unfortunately did not, or maybe we would have caught this sooner, although we are not sure how long I've had this because of how weird it was. Like, it just popped up. And Basically, I'm having chemo cycles, and we'll have my sixth cycle next Tuesday. And then from there, they will be doing a PET scan and a CT scan to just see, you know, is there a possibility of surgery? Is there, you know, should I do radiation? Should I continue chemo? Because I ended up with kind of a remarkable thing. For as rare as my cancer is, my tumor decreased a sizable amount. So, you know, in August, they wouldn't have been having the conversation of surgery with me. But my body reacted very well with the chemo. And, you know, it's just something I got to keep positive and move forward and, you know, pray that something can happen.
But in a way, I mean, because I had to go in, I was not happy with. They had to do the pap smear and a cervical cancer test. And I was not happy because, yes, it's painful. I will be honest with everyone.
It's painful and uncomfortable. It's really bizarre. It's painful and uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable. Yeah. Yes, it's worth it. But, you know, I was trying to get out of it. I said to my mom, I'm like, maybe I really have COVID and I can go. And she's like, you're going. This is way too important to not go. You know, you're six months overdue because my last labs were kind of wacky, so they had to redo it because they sort of lost my labs. And so I had to redo this. I was not happy with Bob. And,
no,
I came out fine. And they go, well, I'll see you next year. I'm like, huh.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I thought,
oh, this is going to be a once, you know, thing. But I think the cervical cancer, what people are missing and what people don't realize, that it's a cancer that a lot of women are getting. And it's so hard to detect because it is in the body. And it's not like breast cancer where you kind of can see it on your body. And
I just think
that's real for women. They are vulnerable for this because you never think, oh, this will happen to me, kind of thing. And so when I read that you had it, and then I asked David, I'm like, is he willing to talk about it? And see, David's like, yeah. And I'm like, good, because I think with this COVID-19, what is happening also, that people who are doing cancer treatments and everything, the thing I'm afraid of is we get shut down again with, you know, I think, you know, to get rid of the COVID, we need to do that. But if people are fighting with the cancer, then, you know, it's a catch-22 right now with that because obviously the cancer people need the treatments. And
It's been interesting for me because, I mean, it's bad enough to find out you have cancer, but to have cancer in the middle of a worldwide pandemic is
horrifying.
But I will tell you, you know, luckily I have a really good team of doctors surrounding me, and they are on top of it, like you wouldn't believe, but also the hospital, it's, you know, when I go in for tests or anything, I have to sit in the car, I have to call them, tell them I'm there, then they call me when they're ready for me, then I go in, then I go through a screening, then I get to the room, But the whole time, like when I was hospitalized at first, I was there for a week and no one was allowed to visit me or be even near me except for the nurses. And it was, you know, and I didn't know what was going on half the time. And then you have to wear masks. And it's, you know, it was scary. I can't even imagine these little kids going through stuff like this. You know, that's why I want to get the word out so badly is, you know, people with underlying conditions, you know, other than cancer too. There are diabetics, there's all sorts of things. And this COVID is very scary because, you know, I have to watch everywhere I go. I mean, my immune system is down. And so, you know, I'm pretty much, while other people can do things, I mean, I can do some things. I go out and I walk the dog or, you know, if I have the energy, I'll try to go to a grocery store or something or go out with my husband to lunch or dinner or something. But it's, you know, it's not like everyone else is doing right now. I mean, not everybody, but I'm pretty much on a lockdown regardless, you know. So it wouldn't matter if COVID or anything was going on, I'd still be stuck in the lockdown.
Well, exactly. And, yeah, 3 years ago, I caught a virus. Actually, it was already in me for, like, 42 years, you know. My mom had it. But she never had the symptoms when she was pregnant with me. She was not sick at all. So they did not know. So I'm not blaming my mom. But I was a ticking time bomb. And
yeah.
I was off the radio, so it was killing me. Just, for a year and a half. Because, number one, they had to find out what was wrong with me. And I was fighting with Kaiser Hospital over this, and they just said, oh, she's fine, just leave it alone. She can live with this. And my sister, who's a PA, like, no, she can't. She's ready to go crazy or do something stupid because of this. So, you know, she found a doctor in Texas. And we went in Texas, and the doctor was like, oh, you have the CMV disease, and you were ticking time bomb no matter what, you know, no matter what you did or didn't do, this is not your fault, you're not crazy. But with the medical community, the way it is this, you know, being told from Kaiser basically, you know, oh, you just have to live with this. And my, you know, my sister's like, no, she can't. You don't know my sister. She will do something stupid. And so when they found the right doctor and the right surgeon and everything, it was great. But yeah, my immune system too is sad because of the virus. So I have to be careful, even though I love going places. So I did that with this virus become more vulnerable. And like you said, with doctor appointments now, it's weird. Yeah, you usually go in the wait room and you wait. No, now they call you. And then I had an appointment where they just came out to the car and did whatever. And I didn't even have to go in the hospital. But I cannot imagine being in the hospital during that time and not having anyone visit me. You know, because that happened with my grandma, and it was hard because my mom obviously wanted to be with her. My mom's a nurse, well, she's retired now, but she wanted to be with her, and she couldn't. And my poor grandma thought
it's hard.
My poor grandma thought the reason why they were keeping her for 2 or 3 days more is because they were running tests on Alzheimer's and dementia, and she still thinks that. And I'm like, no, Grandma, you know, your lungs were really bad, and your oxygen level was really bad. They did not test you for that. I promised you this. And still to this day, she did not believe anyone that said that. So, yeah, but it's just, I think when COVID and people can't go see their loved ones, and if something happens, I think right now that after COVID is done, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of losses because of this. Because I think not getting this in time and everything was crazy. And it's crazy because you never know. And it's just like, that's why I always tell people, if you spot something in your body and they might think you're crazy, but just go in and tell them. And
yes,
okay, your doctor might think you're overreacting. But
yeah,
it can't
wait.
At this point.
You can't wait.
It cannot wait. And I know, I wish we didn't have calls because I would, you know, do, yeah, we need to have a part two, yes. Yes, of course we need to have a part two. But if I don't take calls, I'm going to get killed by both boys. And today I don't feel like them killing me, which they will. They will,
okay.
You know, even though it's my soul, the boys, whenever we have someone they both love, and they go, you take all the time up. I'm like, I do not, it's my soul, so what? And, yeah, but we have a call from 570 is on the line. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air with us. Or maybe they want to be silent. Okay, well, I tried. So now I'm going to David. Hey, David.
Hi, Robin. How you doing?
I'm good, David. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. I'm down here in Florida going crazy with the storm and all this. Had our flood.
Oh.
So,
I'm
trying
sure.
To deal with that. Yeah, with COVID. I'm happy to have you on the show. And thank you for sharing your story about what you're going to do. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you for having me. You know, this has been such a weird time for me, and I feel blessed that people want to hear this story, and I feel that I'm lucky that I can let people know because I think it can help. You know, it's emotional. It's an emotional roller coaster, but thank the Lord, you know, my husband, my little dog, my family, my friends. I've had a really good support system, and all of you. And I just appreciate that you asked me to come on because I'm glad to talk. I love talking.
Well, I see you're my hero now. I'm a bigger fan. Thank you. You're big. I'm proud with you.
Thank
but,
you.
Okay, you want to like this? Do you get to work with Phil Carey or people like that? Phil Carey, Issa Buchanan.
What did you say?
Do you work with Phil Carey?
Yeah. You know what? I have a good Phil Carey story for you, actually. Phil Carey, I was told when I started One Life to Live that he's a very mean man and don't talk to him. And he will get mad if you talk to him. So you need to just ignore, you know, just go about your business. Don't bother him. He doesn't like to be bothered. So the very first day I was on the show, they give me my dressing room, and it's right across from Phil Carey. It's like literally diagonally across. And he looked at me, and he said, "So whose fan are you?" And I was like, and me being like, you know what, I'm not afraid of anybody. I said, "I'm the new contract player." And I went in the dressing room and I shut the door. And you know what? He and I ended up to be very dear friends. And I actually saw what his dressing room looked like. Everyone said they've never seen his dressing room. You know, he was a very sweet man and full of knowledge. You know, you talk to him about, you know, movies and stuff. He was really a lot of fun to work with.
Yeah, yeah. I think, rest in peace there. I think he was one of the great actors on my list. Too bad he died. No, yeah. And what was like with Charles Keating? What was like with Charles Keating?
Charles and I, actually, before I left the show, Charles was trying to get them to put a Lolita storyline with him, with me. And he wanted to do that. And we were just such, he reminded me of, you know, a family member. We were very close. And we had a lot of scenes together. But originally they wrote in one scene with Charles and they wanted to see how it went. And apparently people liked the chemistry and we were fun together. You know, I liked working with him a lot. I liked working with Linda Dano was another one that I had a couple of fun scenes with. But Charles, he was such a talented actor. And I learned so much from watching him and how poised he was and classy. And, you know, you didn't really know much about Charles because Charles would get off the set and he'd go to his dressing room. And every now and then you'd see him wandering around in the halls. But I actually got to be very good friends with Charles and so talented. I miss him very much. You know, his work was wonderful.
Yeah, I agree. I absolutely agree. My next question is, you have a favorite movie. Would you go watch over and over again? Which would be your favorite movie to watch over and over again?
Favorite movie to watch over and over again. Let's see.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
Pick one.
So many. You know what? I see, because I watch so many. I love horror movies, but...
Oh, me too.
Oh, my God. Okay, now you are more of a bigger fan with David. Oh, my God. That's awesome.
I'm a horror fan, but the one thing, there is a movie called The Ref, which is a comedy with Dennis Leary and Kevin Spacey, that I will laugh at every time that I watch it. I love that movie. So I could watch that one over and over. Somewhere in Time with Christopher Reeve is another one that I love.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, so there's so many different genres. Musical-wise, anything with Gene Kelly. I love Gene Kelly.
Yeah.
I could watch Singing in the Rain like 20 times. So that might be my all-time thing is Gene Kelly and Singing in the Rain. Mm-hmm. We need a couple of Gene Kellys in
the world
today. Yeah, we do.
I agree. I would say I'm into the black and white stuff from the 30s. I like thrillers like Psycho. I'm a big Hitchcock fan. I love all his movies. Like, good list. I'm a big horror buff, too.
I just always have liked horror movies. I tend to like originals and not, you know, the reboots or any of that stuff. That doesn't really, I don't know. I like the original Halloween, or I like Friday the 13th. I love My Bloody Valentine.
I have all that.
The original, though.
Yeah, I got all that. I got all Halloween and all Jason on DVD. I want them over and over again.
There you go. Yeah. It's really, I don't know. It's so different now because I think, you know, with horror movies now you can just use CGI and stuff.
Yeah.
But when you think of all the effects, you know, all the work that these talented makeup artists had to do and create,
yeah,
and, you know, stunt people, and it really is neat to watch some of the older movies because they didn't have, you know, the stuff that all the new Star Wars has, you know.
I know. Special effects. Does that bring no stuff? No special effects. No CGI. Good stuff.
Yeah, literally corn syrup blood, you know?
Yeah. Psycho. Tatiana by meantime. Well, you know, you're always welcome back to come on the show because we think we'd love to have you back. Especially me. I would love to have you back. You're done.
I would love to come back, and thank you so much for,
of course we
for
would.
Having me on.
By the way, David, the date show is on Monday at 5. If you want to call in and say happy birthday to David, I remember it's up there.
I may have to do that.
Four Chicago time, five West Coast time.
Okay,
yeah.
I will definitely call in. I may sing happy birthday to you.
Oh, I love that.
Yes, you would. You know, truly, be in heaven. And I'm gonna let Bobby on. Or do you have any other questions?
No, thank you for coming on, Robin. Thank you, I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. And you all take care, and I will look into calling.
Yeah, this is me. It's Bobby, my partner in crime. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Robin. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine. I know my talking prayers are with you because I know you worked on One Life with Cancer Battalion, and she had a cancer scare a couple of years ago when she was on Days of Our Lives that she took time off of Days to take care of, and now she's feeling much better. So.
Yeah, I think more and more people who have experienced this or are experiencing this or other things, you might see them start coming out and talking about it. You know, I was a little shy to open up and tell everybody. I mean, it's a very scary thing to go through, and I feel the more people know, the better. You know, I'm always an open book, and I am the type of person that if I feel that something I've been through can help someone else, then I want it to. And, you know, people shouldn't be afraid. You know, go in, get your screening, get your doctor's appointments, and, you know, and hopefully you don't go through these things, you know. And
exactly.
I should have listened to everybody else, but I didn't. And now I'm saying exactly what my parents told me years ago. So live and learn, right?
Right, right. Now you worked with Linda Danico. Am I getting that name right? Because I keep on pronouncing her name wrong. Linda Danico on Another World. How am I pronouncing the name right?
Linda Dano.
Linda Dano, and you worked with her on Another World. Did you get a chance to work with her on One Life to Live when she brought Ray over there, or you just met her only doing ABC events like the Super Soap Weekend when she was on General Hospital and All My Children with Robin Christopher?
Right. Yeah, I only worked with Linda on Another World. One Life to Live, some of the people I worked with was like Erica Slezak. I was in a lot of scenes with Tom Christopher because, of course, I killed him in the show. So Joey Thrower, Kirk Geiger, you know, Chris McKenna. So there was a lot of people, you know, that I worked with. It was so interesting because there are some people that I never got to work with that I was on the show with. You know,
right.
Like Bob Woods, I maybe had one or two scenes with him, and that was just when there was, like, a huge gathering, yet he was a good friend. You know, it was just kind of interesting. And the same thing with Another World, although with Another World, they tended to write in more weddings or family parties or something,
right.
You know, where we all were there.
Right.
So Another World, I think everyone was closer because we all did work together so much,
right.
You know, and
right.
I was part of the core family, so you're there all the time. And
right.
it was fun. Linda Dan is wonderful and so
right.
classy.
Did you get a chance to work with Lindsay Lohan or Lisa Willis with Ali on Another World, and recently became Courtney on General Hospital?
I'm sorry, what did you say? I'm sorry, I have a bad connection.
Did you get a chance to work with...
Mark.
I'm sorry, but hello?
Yes,
hello?
I'm here. Yes.
Yeah, did you get a chance to work with Alicia Lee Willis or Lindsay Lohan when they were Ali on the show?
No, I was on the show.
No,
in...
not at that time. I
yeah,
didn't know.
I was on the show at a different time. I was on earlier,
oh.
and...
right.
Yeah,
but
I
not
mean,
the same
I,
year that Anne Heche was.
Anne Heche, you know what's interesting about Annie Heche?
Because she was on Dancing with the Stars a few weeks ago until she got bullied off.
Well, she was on Another World before I was on Another World. But what ended up happening was I did a lot of charity events, and I ended up getting to know her because they would kind of lump all of us together, you know, depending on what was, who was there and what show you were on. If you were NBC, then all the NBC people were usually together, you know, even
yeah.
though you're mixing around. But for
right.
your publicity stuff, we were together a lot. Mm. And she was so nice and so good. She was really good in those roles.
Yeah.
Vicky and Molly.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Was on with Jensen. Jensen played Jensen Buchanan was playing
right.
the Vicky and Marley character when I was on.
Yeah, and were you on with Julie Evans at the time? Because I know she went to Dave
yes.
to become Bonnie and Adrian, and this was.
Yes, Judy was on with me. I started the show the same time that Julian McMahon started, and he was Judy Evans. They were going to do a love interest thing. Like, they did that whole love triangle with them. So, and Judy was literally, her dressing room was across from me. So, I knew Judy extremely well, and she is hilarious. She is so much fun. She's a lot of fun to work with, and she always made me laugh, you know, and so poised. You know, she would have you in stitches laughing, and then, you know, action, and there she is, you know, having to cry. So, very talented.
Yeah. I mean, we really, 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 really won you back on. And, yeah, David, I mean, Bobby just dropped off. That was weird, having the weather. But, yeah. But I got to say that, you know, my question was, are you still friends with Linda Dano by any chance or no?
Still friends with Linda Dano? I have not talked to Linda Dano in years, but as with the whole cast, it's almost like I probably could walk right up to her and what happened on set one day and, you know, everything. When I started the show, I was so starstruck by Linda Dano because she was on a talk show that I used to watch, and I just loved her, and I never told her until probably a year into my contract. I was like, you know what, I watched you all the time. And, I mean, I shook when I first had to act with her because I was so starstruck by her. And she was so calm and talked, you know, very quiet. And, you know, she just made everyone feel at ease. And she's someone that I know that I could walk up to and talk to and just feel right back where we were.
I mean, that is so cool. Oh, Bobby's back. Bobby, what happened? Bobby, what happened?
He might be having, he must be having some phone
issues. Bobby, what happened?
I'm back. I'm back. Anyways, like I was saying, you got a chance to work with Julie Evans when she was on As World, not As World, Turns Another World, before she ends up going to Days to be Bonnie and then Adrian. So,
right.
So that was kind of interesting. And, of course, I alluded to Cassie the Pilot earlier with her cancer scare on Days. And what was it like working with her on One Life Live? And because it would be nice to see you back on Days to reconnect with Judy if she stays on as Bonnie or they bring back Adrian from the dead, because I know she had a COVID scare and an injury from a horse riding accident earlier this year.
Yeah, it's, you know, I would love to reconnect with Judy and you know, it's so funny how so many of our characters on different shows, it could be any network you're on, will jump shows. And, like, when Another World ended, many of us jumped to different shows. I didn't. I left before that. But
right, because I
several people
right, cause
did,
Linda
but,
went to ABC to become Ray on General Hospital and All My Children, One Life to Live, and
right.
Marlon Robin Christopher from One Life to Live and All My Children to General Hospital at the time. And
yes, and I worked with Robin, and she was such a sweetie and so fun.
Right.
I just loved her. And so pretty. Oh, my
yeah.
gosh, was she
now,
pretty.
Now, speaking of popular actresses that start out young playing kids, do you get a chance to work with Kirsten Allison when she just started out on the show as a little girl? Or did you get a chance to meet Kirsten Allison, I should say, when she was about 4 or 5 and started out on the show?
No. You know, my stuff was all because the only time I really got to work with the little kids was when my storyline really
right,
crossed with Tomas.
Right, because I know that it was probably Courtney Chase, who went on to become a good actress on a couple of shows on ABC as a child, and Erin Torpy, who was Jessica until she left when she became 21 to move on to bigger and better things, and Bree took over that role.
Right. There's so many of these kids that continue, and it's such a good experience for to be a child actress, because I was a child actress, but, you know, get as much experience as you can, and, you know, soaps, people, you know, there for a while, people are like, oh, you're on a soap, and it's like, you don't get it, it's every day you're doing a different script, and it's hard. It was really hard. And for these little kids, it's time. You know, the patience that they had was amazing. Yeah, I mean, they have school. They have all sorts of stuff. So it was very fascinating to me to see these kids, because sometimes they didn't get on set for hours. You know, when I started my first day, I was on set at 5:30 a.m. and I didn't actually shoot until 2:30 a.m. I was there the whole day.
Yeah.
And that's how it was with these little kids, too. But they tried to shoot the kids out pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you worked with Thornton K, who is now on Bold and Beautiful. And you have also worked with Gina, who was Kelly at the time. And she was Phyllis on Young and Restless a couple of years ago and won a couple of Emmys for her work on Guiding Light and Young and Restless for her characters.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's interesting to see, you know, first of all these kids grow up, and to see them achieve so much, I mean, it's wonderful. It's wonderful to see anyone achieve success, but to see, you know, oh, I worked with her when she was 6. And now she is, you know, in her 20s or something. You know, it's crazy to see them now because you have to do a double take. You're like, wait, what? That's her?
Right.
You know, so it's a wonderful thing.
Right. One more thing before I go. I think I may remember seeing you or may have not seen you when Another World was rerunning on Soap. Now, I may have been before then or not, but I think it went off the air at the same time that SoapNet went off the air for as SoapNet goes and got relative to YouTube and various other streaming platforms for old shows and soaps.
Yes, I know that SoapNet ran stuff and they also reran stuff. I know that it was interesting for me because Another World was running in like Australia and Canada, different places after, you know, a good bit after. I know Canada was running the same time as the U.S., but I do know that, like, Australia was, like, 2 years behind or something. It was really strange because when I would meet someone or someone would come up to me, they're like, oh, we just saw you and you were with Tomas and, you know, you were with Sophia and Tomas going to the park or something. And I'd be like, what? I haven't been on the show for 2 years, what? So it always is interesting. It's fun for me, you know, a lot of these, you know, Facebook, for instance, has a lot of, like, Another World pages, like Another World Memories, and et cetera, you know, there's a lot of different ones. But it is so fun to be on those sites because they're posting kind of history that I didn't even know. You know,
wow.
When I was on the show and they said, oh, by the way, you're Sandy of Cecile's daughter. When I started, I was like, who is Sandy and Cecile? I had no idea who these people were. So it's interesting for me. They have posts from, you know, the beginning of Another World. That is fascinating because they have Robin Strausser as Rachel.
And you worked
when
with her briefly
began.
At Dorian on One Life to Live, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, and I knew her from One Life to Live and had no clue she was on Another World.
Right.
So it's just funny. It just shows how much we all hop from show to show to show. But,
right.
You know, I appreciate everyone that took the time to watch the shows, but mm-hmm. also has taken the time to reach out to me or post, you know, different things and I just appreciate it, and I'm having a great time, you know, getting in contact with everybody.
Right. Well, we can always blame Passion for canceling the show.
Passion, yes.
Anyway, you have a good night.
Well, thank you so much.
And I apologize for the technical difficulties earlier.
Oh, no, you're fine. And let me tell you, it has been a pleasure to talk to all of you. And I would gladly return. I had a great time.
Okay, Bobby, I will put you on hold. Okay, I know you are, you know, horror movie, you know, fanatic. But if you got to see Same Time Next Year, that is...
Oh, it's a great movie.
The best movie ever made, and when I tell people that's my favorite movie, they go, okay, so your favorite movie is about two people cheating on their husband and wife. And I go, that is not the emphasis of the movie.
It's
imagine, you know, being able to be with that person even when you're married to someone else. To be with them every year at the same time, and I love it, and I'm mad because it hasn't been on TV or anything in so long, so it's like...
Right.
Okay.
Well,
Father of the Bride, and Father of the Bride Part 2, you gotta see if you haven't, because those movies, when you have downtime or when you're just bored, are probably the best movies ever to see. So, you know,
I love Same Time Next Year. I love Alan Alda, and I like Ellen Burstyn.
Oh, me too.
And what's interesting about her is there is a horror connection because she is the mother in The Exorcist. So there you go.
Oh, that's right.
But that movie is excellent. And, I mean, what great actors in that. Wow. So that's a good choice. That's what
well,
I
Well, yeah, and I mean, I think you made David you by saying that, you know, in your whole movie fanatic because I laugh at him all the time because I can't do the whole movie because I end up dreaming about the movie. And so, so, I mean, I can do Lifetime movies and I'm okay. And, the movie that still to this day freaks me out is The Hand That Rocks the Cradle. That movie still to this day freaks me out a lot. I don't know why.
That is a creepy movie. That is a creepy movie. That's Rebecca De Mornay.
Yeah, and
she's creepy.
I saw
it
when I was 14. And I was over at my best friend's house we were next door neighbors and her dad was a single dad. And so my mom would always bring us treats from next door. And what does she do? She comes in from the patio and we were washing my hands off the grill. And I screamed so loud. Because it was out of pudding pot, and I'm like, Mom, what are you doing? She's like, I was bringing you guys food. I'm like, well, that's a nice finale. You don't see horror movies or funny movies when, late at night because you end up dreaming of them. I mean, I do, so yeah. But please come back. Because if you don't, I'm going to have two very depressed boys on my hands. And and I hope you can call in on Monday at 5 for David's birthday.
I definitely will. And thank you so much.
Come back anytime. And please keep us updated how the treatments go. Because I am really curious.
I will definitely let you know. Tuesday is my next chemo cycle, and that kind of knocks me out for a few days. Keep you posted. I'll keep you posted on
everything.
Okay,
please come back and have a great day.
Well, thank you. You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 That was a great interview. Hello, I'm here.
Oh, thank you. Okay. David, are you on?
She's already printed out tomorrow's night, which is Kathy Coleman. So it should be interesting.
Okay, so before we go, I want to do a couple announcements because I can. So tomorrow we are back at 5. So who do we have tomorrow?
Kathy Coleman. I'm reading the advertisement right now on Facebook.
Yesterday, I got the best surprise of my whole entire life, even though everyone lied to me. My nieces from Idaho are visiting, and they came in my apartment. I was supposed to meet my mom downstairs, but they came in my apartment and scared the crap out of me, you two. And so I'm recording the hot game because I'm taking my 16-year-old niece And we are going to go shopping and out for dinner, but I haven't been out for dinner in so long. So I'm just really looking forward to that. I need that right now. And also, breaking news, Zane Elliott is back to work at the age. We don't know how long that is for. And California just did a stay-at-home order. So we are going to see how that plays out, you know, with
I know you're probably going to get to it later on this week, but if you tune into today's Young and Restless, you might notice a different look for Eleanor, who is played by Brittany, who we had on the show before, because she has a different hairstyle.
And I want to say, too, also, that it's time for Trump to give it up. Come on, this has been over a week of my life. Okay, I never want to see that man again. And what made me happy was Giuliani. His hair dye was coming off doing a news conference. Okay, fine, that's mean to me. I say I don't care. Because, you know, this election was not voted by the Democrats. If it was, don't you think we would have took the House and the Senate if we were going to steal everything? Come on, this is ridiculous. This is like, I don't know, worse than days of our life right now, in my opinion.
Right.
Okay, this is worse than what days of our life are trying to sell us with the Zach, you know, having a film with Kate. This is worse than that. So my feeling is, you know, that's how I'm feeling about it. And I know someone has their own ideas about this. And I'm not going to say who. But the second person is wrong about it. It's wrong because I'm sorry, but Dave's right now is not driving me bananas. I'm sorry, Dave. I want to kick someone's ass, you know. And I love Zenil. I love why now? I love Bone, but why now? Yes. They, Dave tells me I want to slap someone. And I know that is violence, and I know that seems like the most violent thing you've ever heard from me to say, but I would love sending Christmas to go over to Dave's and kill people. Oh, and Seahawks News just came down the wire that the Seahawks, they just renamed their stadium Lumen Field because CenturyLink just changed their name. The list of Seahawks tonight, Chris Carson is questionable for Thursday night game. Daisy Dallas, but I just want to say this is the Seahawks are the only team in the NFL that has not had COVID-19. So we are like.
Because remember, we said that's going to be a worst year for one of the Seattle teams, and it never happened to any of the Seattle teams.
No, I mean, we are taking it. We are taking this seriously, and, you know, and I want to say before we go, I am so sorry. I feel
so bad. The Seahawks have a Monday night game in about a week. So if you're trying to schedule a guest or have a show on during the Monday they have the Monday night football game, I think that's probably not going to happen because you normally don't do Mondays. But on the 30th, they got a Monday night football game.
Yeah, I don't think we have a guest there. But what I'm saying, my heart goes out to Bobby Brown. He lost his son, Bobby Brown Jr., yesterday. It was before we got, I mean, when we were on air, we didn't know, but... Oh, wait, were we on air yesterday? No, we were not on air. See,
no,
my brain is gone.
Bobby Brown...
I feel so sorry for Bobby Brown. I mean,
he had bad luck.
He lost his daughter,
he lost his son, and also he had his own trouble with the law. So he's been having a string of bad luck since he left New Edition.
Yeah, but I mean, to lose your daughter and then you lose your son in a 5-year period, I'm sorry, I can't imagine that. And, I mean, it's just like, you know, this has been the craziest time in our country. And all I got to say is before we end the show is go Hawks, go Hawks, go Hawks. Kick Arizona's ass tonight, please. Kick Arizona so who's boss.
And I'll just do for you, I'll just have the TV sound down so I can hear the Seahawks radio call.
Are you staying up and watching the game, or did you have to go to bed, Bobby?
Well, I'm going to watch a little bit of the game, but I got a SiriusXM radio where I can turn to the Seahawks call and listen to it. Otherwise, I can listen to it tomorrow morning with the replay, either with SiriusXM or watch it later in the afternoon on NFL Network.
Well, yes. And Bobby, talking over me could get you muted. I know we have to work on that. That's the only thing in our relationship right now that we really have to work out. But I want to say that I love Michael and Willow. Okay, after watching yesterday's episode, okay, you lie. You do this. You say that you were having an affair. You lie. And then when Sasha ODs, then you want to come clean? Really, Faith? Really? Okay, I'm sorry, but I love Willow and Michael right now. I think, you know, it should be Willow and Michael and Sage and Sasha, you know, and that's how I feel. And I don't care if people, I don't care if people don't like what I just said, but I love the fact that, you know, Michael and Willow are meant to be. They are written in the stars, in my opinion. And just remember, people, we will be back tomorrow at 5 o'clock. So everyone take some time and enjoy the night and wash your hands and go to the bathroom. Oh, no. Go the bathroom first and then wash your hands. Okay, have a good night, you guys. Bye.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.